but in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
No. 9:06 on a Thursday. David Basil had to leave. Had to take off. Having issues.
The Roger and Christian show.
Roger and Christian are here. Justin Moore's having issues with his phone. Excuse me, with the tie line. So we weren't able to get him on today. People hit me up. I thought they heard Justin earlier. What happened? Everything's good. Justin's good. He just, it's a power supply. Power supply. You know, it's one of those things, when you have something that breaks and you have multiple of those, you got to be on the lookout for the other ones to break because they were all purchased at the same time.
Yes.
And so that's what happened to our power cord that Baz and Randy and Trip Trap Trey Schaap had down in Florida. And Vickery, for that matter. But the power cord was going bad. So the power cord on the tie line that Justin has going bad. And you know what? When I heard that, first thing I thought about was when I used to change out the seals in my toilet tanks. I would change one of them out. The other one would go out immediately. So I knew after a while, once one of them went out, the other one's not far behind. But you know how I stopped that from happening, Christian?
How'd you stop that?
I stopped putting any of those little bleach tablets or any of that blue stuff in your tank. It eats away the rubber.
Didn't know that.
No, I'm telling you right now it does. Especially the bleach. Now, I don't know if the other stuff does or not, but that's the way it is. David Basil is gone again. He has gone down to War Memorial. He's got to get ready for the big announcement today. It's great. Did he mention that he can't announce one? He did. Can't do it.
It's a big one.
So it is. He says it's going from A plus to a B minus. It's still great. And I hate it that he's not going to be able to announce everything. Just can't do it because, I mean, I'm telling you right now, Major, big time. It's still going to be a great deal, even with the guys that he's got that you know are going to be there. Still going to be an event that you're going to want to go to, and then when the other folks are mentioned, you're going to go wow. And it's a nationwide deal. It's a nationwide deal when he announces the others, and hopefully that'll be able to happen. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, we are here. We're going to finish out this last hour, and then tomorrow we're going to be at the butcher shop for the youth home. It's a youth home fundraiser that we do every single year. Steak and eggs, come by. I think the price has always been $10. I don't know what it is right now. I don't have those numbers in front of me. I don't know if you do, Christian, or if anybody's told us what those prices are. It used to be $10. You can come and get them. You can come and get them to go as well, unless any of that stuff has changed. But it's all for youth home, for the folks that they're at youth home, and it's not just for clothes; it's to help supplies and that sort of thing. And sometimes it's money that you'll be able to, for these kids to be able. And I say kids; I mean, I think they're all ages. That maybe when they're going to a doctor's appointment, they get to stop off at Wendy's or McDonald's or something like that, which is a fantastic, tremendous treat when you are a youth. And you don't get to do that stuff all the time because I know in some instances today, a lot of kids eat fast foods every single day. Every single day. When's the last time you ate fast food, Christian? And I'm considering pizza fast food.
Last time I ate fast food, probably Friday.
Friday, what'd you have?
I think I had Chick-fil-A.
What about your kids? Do you get your kids all the time?
Yeah, pretty frequently. I mean, tired of sleep. I mean, we'll get them a Happy Meal or something.
How much will you go when you're and what's your youngest name?
Ainsley, AJ, yeah.
Ainsley. How you can't answer it just yet because and I can't believe it's already 1 year. 1 year. To go, will you ever see yourself going to get one Chick-fil-A and the other one McDonald's in the same time?
Not if I can help it.
Not if you can help
it. Yeah, definitely not.
See,
going to one place, just get food from that place.
Yeah.
Although there has been times where I'll be like, I'll get something for Titus, but Cheris doesn't want something from there. She wants something from somewhere else, so I'll run and get something else.
Oh, very good, very good. See, as a grandparent, I'll do it for the Hale kids. Now, I'd do it for the other ones if they were down here as well, but I'll take one of them. One of them will go Chick-fil-A, and the other one wants Old McDonald's.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Old McDonald's, even though now that they're older.
Can't beat the chicken nuggets.
Well, I'll just do it. That's what I'll do. But that's because we spoil our grands. I wouldn't have done it for my kids, though. I don't think I would have. But I don't think we had Chick-fil-A back then as well.
It definitely wasn't as big. I think it existed.
On the Middleton Heating Air text line, is that you that went maybe?
No, I didn't.
No, that's not you. I don't know who did that. Where's a question that I was gonna ask you about? Oh, back in the old days, a real man would take off work to take their kid to kindergarten.
Wouldn't take off, right?
It doesn't say that though. It says back in the good old days. Oh, no, real man would take off work to take their kid to kindergarten.
Well,
I'm just saying. Answer that statement.
These aren't the old days anymore. I'm not a real man, and I think I'm a good dad. It's a good dad mood. It's his first day of kindergarten. I'm going to take him there.
Listen, I understand what the dude's talking about, or the lady.
Yeah, back in the day, it would have never happened.
Well, because it wasn't part of our... to do those things wasn't part of our, not genetic makeup, it just wasn't something
that we thought
of. It
wasn't societal.
Roger Bannister hadn't broken the 4-minute mile yet, so we didn't go, oh, let me do that. Let alone have... paternity leave as the
dad. We don't have paternity here either.
So. We don't?
No.
At this company?
No. Well, have to use PTO.
But you could take it. You could take off a month.
Well, I'd use PTO.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, still, you got to have that. I mean, I don't know if it's the Family Work Act or whatever it is. We didn't have that. But I think a lot of companies, is it a lot of companies or is it just guys take off for that
well,
now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of companies that do have paternity leave, which, I mean, we work entirely too much in America. I mean, you look across the world and there's a lot of countries that, you know, they get a month off, they get 2 months off of work and stuff. And
well,
they're more productive.
What are you saying?
They're more productive at work because more time off.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason that they do it.
Probably not, but I mean... Family's important. Doing stuff with your family's
family
important.
Family is important. And you work hard all your life to provide for them later in life.
I rarely take off a day for me to just do something. It's usually I got to take the kids somewhere. I got to do something with the kids. I mean, or I got to do something family-wise. So.
Well, you're a man. You're 40 now.
I am. I'm 30 at least.
Well, is that what you are, 30?
Yeah.
You're not even 40 yet. All right, there's a guy on here that says... back in the day, a real man would smoke cigs in the car with his kids in the back seat while windows are rolled up. Now, the windows weren't rolled up, but I think I did do that. But it wasn't too many times after that I realized, oh, my gosh, you can't do that, let alone I wouldn't do it with the windows up in the wintertime, whatever I would, for whatever reason, would not do that. But it's a whole different society, a whole different world now. I mean, I do more now for my grandkids than I did for my own kids, but I was a different cat back in those days as well. Somebody want to talk?
He was saying that at his company, it's a new thing, but you can take up to 6 weeks off for paternity leave.
I don't know if Ryan, my son-in-law, did it.
I don't know why.
Zach did. I don't know if Zach did it with the TV station or if he did it with Walmart. I think Mavery's not a year old yet, so... Maybe he did it. Maybe did it with Walmart.
I don't really know why anyone would get mad about taking off for paternity leave. I don't know why that's a thing. Why do you care what someone else does with their time? I don't really understand.
Well,
that.
Well, why don't we? It's jealousy. It's not jealousy.
Back
of the
in
person.
My day, we didn't do
well,
that.
Well, not jealousy of the person, but jealousy of the situation. It's just like we're talking about with vacations and all. How do you judge your vacation? Well, mine have been fantastic. Summers, that is. I'm sorry. Right. Mine have been fantastic the last 16 years since I've worked at this company. They have been beautiful because of all the things that I'm having the opportunity to do. Now, of course, we get to do things all year long. So going on vacation. Now, only recently have I really had fantastic summers, and that's because Samantha and I've spent more time together on vacations, whereas I didn't go do a lot of those things with her a lot of times. She would go visit her family and do those sort of things, and I was doing stuff during the week or during the year for the show, so it was like I was having a vacation, and we never used our vacation days up here. But now, been able to go skiing or go like we did down to the Keys this week or this summer, and doing these things together, I've really enjoyed it, and I've missed out. So to your point earlier about being melancholy, I do that more now. As I get older and you start remembering and having a lot of regrets, and I have regrets big time, but try to make up for it a little bit now. But then there's still a part of me that is still old and goes, well, that's just the way it's always been. That's just the way it is. I can't change now. I can't see me ever have taken off 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I think Samantha even had to go back to work 2 weeks after she had one of our babies.
Yeah, pretty much.
We just had to.
Well, that's not right. And it's good now that mothers can take off longer to be with the baby, and there was like formative, you know, first few months at least. But I think that's a good thing.
Well, no. There's nurturing that's going on, and there's a part of it. And if companies allow that to do it, but you also got to remember, I'm still of an era, of a generation that when you got a job, not all companies had insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got a job, you went, dude, this place has got insurance. That was huge. I mean, it was a whole different deal. Now, that late, the press secretary for the president, she just got back from maternity leave, and now she's quitting. That's happened a lot where, you know, you take advantage of the insurance and take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, and then leave.
And then leave. You're going to find another job. Something else has come up or whatever. We never had the opportunity, or Samantha didn't. She had to get right back to work. I think it was like 2 week deal, and it was a done deal.
Well, I think maternity leave also, you don't get the full paycheck. You get like a percentage of the paycheck at a lot of places anyway. So in some cases, you may not be able to afford your bills if you do not get your full paycheck. So you'll probably
Was that the Family Care Act? Was that when women got to do that and then guys? I think I got to take off for my drug rehab. I think I got to take off under the guise of that same Family Care Act or something like that. Maybe somebody can help me out. And I'm not saying it's a wrong thing. I'm still where I go, wow, to be able to take off 8 weeks or whatever. But again, can you afford it?
I can't.
As a guy, can you do that with if your wife's taking off that kind of time? We just didn't have that opportunity.
As a generational thing, it's odd to you, but I can't really fault anybody if they take off six weeks and they're paid for it.
And of course, I would still look at my boys and go, Jiminy Christmas, dude, you're taking off how long?
Right.
But it's only because it's not in my mindset that wasn't given. So there's a part of me that goes, wow, I don't know if I ever had that. But you got to understand, I was very selfish. You know, and that's what being an addict is, being very selfish. Yeah. So very selfish. So, I mean, that mindset is still there for me. And that's just who I am. I apologize. At the same time, I don't apologize for it.
You think being older and being more sentimental now, let's say one of your grandkids is going into kindergarten and he's like, Pop, I want you to take me to kindergarten the first day. You'd do it, right?
I would do it. I've actually got to, my church is actually doing getting ready, taking signups right now for a men's group every Tuesday. For sake of argument, I think it's 6 weeks, but it starts at 6 o'clock. That would require me to miss
6 p.m. or 6 a.m.
That would require me to miss an hour, and I don't think I could do it. I know I could, and I know no one would look down on me or look about it in any other way for me to do it. But it's just not in me to miss work for those things.
For that, no, I couldn't do it.
For that, which is, which I probably should.
Yeah.
But I could do it. I can make it up in other ways. But then again, I'm not looking down at anybody that's taking that maternity leave off or even taking the maternity leave off, let alone if you can do that and you work for a company, man, more power to you to be able to do it. So I'm not slamming you. Somebody was on there, just was asking that question, and it's just a different generation. If you can get away with it, do it. If I could take, I go to Pop Day. I go to Grandparents Day at school. I asked my daughter yesterday, when is Grandparent Teachers Conference? Because I think grandparents and teachers would have a different conversation than parents and teachers now.
Probably.
I got a message from Meredith yesterday that James had gotten 9 points. Plus, these are all positives and things like that. I don't remember this point system when we were in school. You got a report card every 6 weeks, and you took that, and the teacher wrote a note and said, dude needs to work on keeping his mouth shut. Or he needs to stop doing this. He needs to do more homework or, you know, study a little bit.
Yeah, we got the report card. We had a general idea of what our grade was in a class because, you know, you take your tests and you get it back and you got an 85.
And that's what it was. There's no points. And I look at those point things. And
So do they have A, B, C, D? I mean, F? I mean, they
would
have
you see, would you see that in school now where is it Michigan or somebody is not giving out letter grades anymore. They're going to change it. I don't know if I read that or if I dreamt that. But do they do that with school? Well, James just started first grade. Beckett's in the second grade. I don't know what my oldest grandchildren were. I mean, my oldest grandson is married out of school, college now. But my oldest granddaughter, she is still, I think she's in the ninth grade, maybe 10th. So I haven't, I don't know what the scale, is. Now, my daughter-in-law in Pea Ridge, she's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only school teacher in my family. So I could ask them some of these questions, you know, how are you doing these things now? I know the Hendrixes have school teachers in their family as well, but I don't know I don't know about the point system at school. Did you see where there's some other schools? Did I read where public schools for graduation, you have to do 75 hours of community service as part of your curriculum?
That sucked.
Did you do it?
No.
Okay, I mean...
Well, I didn't graduate. Remember?
That's a great point. I mean, does somebody back me up on that? Is that? Did I read that? Is that in Arkansas? But you don't have to do
it. I think I remember that.
You
got to
do 75 hours of community service.
That seems like a lot.
Well, listen... I didn't have to do that until I got a DUI. I went and did a community service. Or do you do something like that?
You got to pick up trash and ditches and
stuff? But here's the other thing. Yeah. But here's the other thing. You're not, it's not for private schools.
Oh.
It's not for any, it's just for public schools. Is that a problem?
Well, that's a public versus private thing because privates, you know, they have their own curriculum. They can decide what they do pretty much.
But
right? But
look at the hardship, though. Look at what you're going through right now. Don't get me wrong. You've got. I think one of your great reasons, other than the fact that you wanted to work with me, David, and Justin, to be the morning show producer, and it fits in. It also gives you a little bit of and helps you out in your personal life, doesn't it?
Yeah, because my daughter just turned one yesterday.
Yeah,
we did not put her in daycare. She's starting daycare Monday, actually.
Right.
But. We didn't put her in daycare because my son is in daycare, and I can't afford two daycare. I just can't do it.
Can't do it.
So my wife takes care of my daughter until I get home, and then I take care of her the
rest
of the day.
And you want to haul ass out of here so you can go help as soon as you can because your wife also works.
Yes, she works from home. Yes. She'll be going back to the office soon. But
is that right?
Yeah. Ten fitness manager people are going back to office here soon. So.
Oh, I didn't know. So she's been off since COVID?
Pretty much, yeah. They've been working from home since COVID. They have the option if they wanted to work in the office, they could, but she had worked from home and, you know, was more convenient to do so.
Well, that was the same thing with me as far as the kids go. I mean, we rely on the wife, the female, the mother, to do so much of that stuff to take care of that. That's just your job.
Well, I mean,
fire good. I got to go make fire, this and that. But now you got to have both income.
I'll hunt and I'll get the food and you cook it.
You
got to
have both incomes. You got to have both incomes.
I mean,
you look
back to the comment the dude made back in the day. No real man would take off to go to elementary. It's like back in the day, dads didn't change diapers and stuff either. You know.
See, now here's another part of that one. I always did.
Yeah.
And I'm not a unicorn. I mean, I always
There's a lot of men that did, but there's a bunch of...
Well, to help out because of that, because of our kids. And also, we also had cloth diapers. So we're wringing out dirty diapers in the toilet.
No,
it's nasty. It's disgusting. We did that in the plastic pants. You had the plastic pants over the cloth diapers. Couldn't afford the Pampers.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff. And I mean, for when it comes to daycare, right, looking at the Middleton Heat and Air text line, let's see. Community service just started with the Learns Act. Yes, 70 plus hours. Ridiculous is what someone says. Yes, 75
that seems
hours
like a
is
lot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Norway does a 12-month family leave for baby
I've
bonding time. Okay, yeah, exactly. It's a shame we don't have that in America. I don't know. Listen, America, listen, we're number one.
Well,
there's a reason we're number one.
We're obsessed with working as a country, pretty much.
Well, you know, when you look at our dollars and you look at our money, it's whole different deal. When you look at all the money that we have to have.
You were just talking about part of it. We look down on people, some do at least, that take off of work.
And that's negative. I don't say that. I don't look down. And
some do. I'm not saying you do.
Well,
that it was like, why is he taking off work? He's like, well, I have the hours. I can take off if I want to.
But here's the thing. I don't know if somebody's looking down at you, and I think that's such a minuscule thing. I don't think they're looking down at you. They're looking at you puzzled, like, what are you doing? You're a man. Stand up and pee. You're one of those, you know what I'm saying? And this is my opinion.
Right.
I don't think the majority do. I don't think a lot do.
Probably not anymore.
I think it's mostly, well, we're just not from that era. At least, well, I'm like a full-service gas station. There's not that many of us around anymore this age that remember, you know, black and white TV, jobs without insurance, and that sort of thing. You're 30 years old. A lot of people your age and maybe a decade older live in the same world you do as far as... the secular world and jobs and things like that with insurance and stuff like that. Family Leave Act, Family Care Act. Now, I don't know about this community service. I don't know. I want to know what that's all about. Who started that? Where did it come from? And I'm sure there's a great explanation for it. But there's some cases that if you've got to take your kid, what grade does this start at? What grade does
it's like? Do you have to do it all in your senior year? I don't know. How does that work? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, you see, here's one. Roger changed so many diapers because cocaine affected his smell. No, I wasn't doing it then. But that's funny. That's funny. No. So I don't know, but I mean, I don't know when does that start. So does this kid, first of all, does a kid that goes to a rural school, does he have to do it? Does he have to come in town to do it?
Right.
And does mom and dad or big brother, sister have to bring him?
There's so not a ton of community service opportunities in Des Arc, Arkansas, I don't believe.
Well, what would it be?
Picking up litter?
Bingo. Absolutely. Well, why not? Well, do that. I saw something, and again, we don't do some of the things that we used to do because we found out, it's kind of dangerous, like certain toys that we play with now. I saw something online the other day.
Not wearing seatbelts.
Yeah, kind of stuff. A whole different deal. We got to do those things now. It just makes sense. But I'm just curious on the Family Care Act. I don't know about that. You got to take care of your family. You're here and you like this job because it gives you the opportunity to help out with your family financially. I mean, but you do get all your work done here before you leave, and you're able to do some of it at home. If COVID did anything, the lockdown gave us the opportunity to know that we could work from home in a lot of areas, and it's given us the opportunity to have the technology at home to be able to do some of the stuff. Can you do some things at home that you can do here?
Some. Yeah.
Can you operate the cameras and everything at home from here?
Can I change cameras and stuff from the house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. If you can do that. But the most important part is that you can help out whoever sits in that chair when you're gone.
Yeah.
You can help them with all that stuff. All right, well, listen, we just want to get that out of the way because somebody was bagging on Christian, and it got me to thinking about
it. I don't know if I've ever claimed to be a real man. I don't know if I've ever claimed that.
Well, listen, you're a good parent, so you're a good parent.
That's what I try.
Absolutely. And as long as you're that, and I'm blessed that my children are great parents to my grandkids, so it's all worked out.
I am a wuss. What is the manliest thing you think you do? Like mow your yard? Is that What is the extent of your manliness?
Dude, I bought me a new ladder. I got three ladders now.
Three ladders?
You hear what I said?
Are they different heights?
Damn right. Well, why wouldn't I have three heights? Come on. Use
it
your
be,
head.
It would be
use
silly if they were all the
here's
same
one.
Height.
I got an 8-footer that gets me up. We got tall ceilings, so and I need that to get up there. So it's an eight or tenner, I think is what it is. And then we've got a 3-step, you know, ladder, you know, so to be able to maybe get into the shelves of the closet. And then I have I had to go out and buy me a new 6 or 7 footer. I think six foot, so I could change some other things that I didn't need the big one for, and the small one was too small. So it's just like Goldilocks; it's the right size. I'm telling you this: the most manly thing that I'm doing now is trying to go back, revert back, because of money, to home repair.
Trying to, absolutely. Yeah.
I follow this one guy who throws stuff over his shoulder and says, next! And he shows me exactly how to, which is showing me, replace some outlets or...
There's some
things... I used to do those things.
There's some things that are just too far for me. I'm like, nope, I got to call somebody to do this.
If you don't screw it up, it could cost you a lot of money. There's some things. I mean, I have called Midtown to come put in faucets. And bought a new disposal and then put it in and do all that stuff, you know, and a reasonable price, you know, I believe reasonable price,
and they can do it in an hour where boom, it would take out, you
boom,
5 hours
gone,
to do it.
And I could call them and it would, but I should be able to take that time and save that kind of money. I think the next thing I'm going to do is replace the rubber molding on my garage door instead of calling somebody to do it. It cost me $300. But I think you can buy that stuff for less than half that, right? But so that's some of the things that I want to do. What about you? What's the most masculine thing you do at the house?
I mean, probably the only manly thing I do is change my own oil. I do that.
Just doing what?
Change my own oil in the cars.
I used to do that, but
oil changes are absurd. They cost so much money.
They have gone crazy. Yes. I used to do that. I used to change my own oil. And I know there's people that are listening to the show that say they still do it. It'll take the end of all. I don't know. Anyway. All right, listen. Here it is. We got 30 minutes left in the show. Tomorrow we're going to be at the butcher shop for the youth home fundraiser today at 11 o'clock. The Zone. Justin Akre won't be here, but Moose will be running things in the studio. And Phil Elson will be at War Memorial Stadium because Phil will be on hand with myself and many, many other people. To hear the new lineup for this year, the lineup for this year's Little Rock Touchdown Club, which is always a fun time, which also means that school has started, football season is here, fall's coming, chili, stew, comfort foods, the whole thing. But that's where we'll be later on this afternoon. Christian and I have another 30 minutes before we wrap up this award-winning show. And then, Christian, you are off tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That is it. And what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I will be taking my son to kindergarten.
Boom!
Because I'm not a real man.
Yeah, you're all right. You're all right. All right, we'll be right back. It is Morning Mayhem on 103.7 of ours.
Today in The Zone, David Basil unveils this season's Little Rock Touchdown Club speakers. And The Zone will be there live, broadcasting from War Memorial Stadium, courtesy of Simmons Bank.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball last night, the Rays won their 9th game in a row by beating the Athletics 8-4. They're tied for the most wins in MLB with the Brewers at 74 wins. Milwaukee lost to San Diego 4-3 last night as the Padres finished off their sweep, increasing their win streak to 5. Elsewhere in the National League, the Marlins beat the Pirates 8-2 for their 4th straight win. Miami is 38-24 at home, their best 62-game run at home since 2003 when they won the World Series. And in the NFL, preseason week 1 starts tonight with 6 games, 3 of which you can see. At 6, the Packers will take on the Steelers on NFL Network. At 7, the Cardinals will face the Raiders on ESPN Unlimited. And at 8 o'clock, the Niners will host the Titans on NFL Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The heat is no joke, and it is unrelenting. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 101. Of course, still our heat advisories and extreme heat warnings all the way through Sunday now. Tonight, clear down to 79. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 102. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, folks, we all know life can get pretty busy and hectic. You're rushing from one place to another trying to keep up with the daily grind. But here's the thing. When you're behind the wheel, that rush can be dangerous. Driving just a little over the speed limit might not seem like a big deal, but in a collision with a pedestrian or a cyclist, those few extra miles per hour could mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster, not worth someone's life. So let's all look out for each other by following those posted speed limits. And while we're talking about it, let's keep these other tips in mind. Put that phone down. You can't watch out for pedestrians and cyclists when you're looking at a text. Are you alert, calm, and focused when you drive? If not, rethink your habits. And seriously, don't block crosswalks when you stop at intersections. Last but not least, avoid alcohol and drugs when driving. They impair your judgment and reaction time. Walking or biking on our roads shouldn't feel dangerous, so let's look out for each other when we're behind the wheel. Drive aware, Arkansas. Save lives. This is a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Track Sportsman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
This little light of mine, it isn't loud. It doesn't demand attention. It shows up. It stays steady. It shines when it matters most. I'm Renata Jenkins Byler, and my family has spent generations answering a calling to serve families with care, dignity, and respect. It is our greatest honor to be a light in your family's time of need. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
On a Thursday. Thanks to Ralph Schuster for coming up here to tell me where I need to go look for me some more Topo Chico. I just showed him a picture from the very 1st of March in my garage when I found out that they were shutting down the water bottle, the bottle plant for Topo Chico in Mexico. Or as Basil would say, Mexico. I immediately started buying up. Did I hoard it? No, I didn't hoard it. Ralph, what I did was I went to every one of my stores on my route home, and I purchased as much as I wanted from those stores, but I left a case or two in each one of those stores so that somebody else could go in there and not be disappointed. So I didn't hoard it. I remembered what happened against toilet paper during crappy COVID. And I didn't do that, so I did it. Now I'm down to a case in my fridge in the house, in bottles, a case in my fridge in the garage, and one unopened case is left in my garage from a high of over 60 cases.
They're still not back.
And they're still not back in the bottle. As I go online to look and see, they tell me it'll be late summer, early fall. Well, I need that to be now.
We're getting there.
Well, and I know that Trey Reed has given me a honey hole of Topo Chico places or a place to go. And I think it was a Mexican grocery store,
yeah.
Predominantly Mexican grocery store. But was it COVID? No. What was it? Whenever we had an oil crisis back whenever, and they were price gouging was going on with gas.
Right.
They're gouging.
They're gouging on Topo Chico.
Gouging on the Topo Chico. Because, you know, listen, it's a supply and demand. So they're doubling up when it's already there. So I'm hoping if somebody knows or a sweet little honey hole, where to get Topo Chico by the bottle or when it's coming back. I keep looking online. I don't have a lot going on. I'm not doing anything cause I'm learning the ukulele. I'm not watching the news as much as I used to. I heard my wife talking, which she was talking to my daughter or somebody as well and saying, you know, he's calmed down a lot now. He's not as mean anymore. I said, what the hell does that mean? Because I don't watch as much news anymore. I occupy my time with doing the lessons on the ukulele and playing that and doing that and chilling out. So I don't do that. So it's helped me out a lot. I do Topo Chico. I want Topo Chico. I do believe that Trey Schaap has secured me another season at Boudreaux's for
Watch party,
Razorback watch parties. Looking for gifts and items to give away during my halftime deal. No more Hogman's Game Day Superstore, so I don't have any of that stuff left anymore. I used to give away hundreds of items. Well, I gave it because they were gracious enough to give it to me, thanks to Cassie and of course, Steve Jenkins over at Jenkins Enterprises. I think they're still in business, Jenkins Enterprises anyway. But any items that you might have that I might be able to give away for my Boudreaux's. I don't know if Ava Bella has dropped me as a spokesperson, I guess. I don't talk to Didi as much anymore. She's gallivanting all over the country. But we used to give away some of that stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what happens over there. But the good news is that we'll be back at Boudreaux's for the Razorback watch parties. I don't know about that Utah game, though. That's 9 o'clock at night.
That's a late one.
But tonight, I am at Mainline Sports Bar. It is trivia night. It is trivia night at Mainline Sports Bar. Starts at 6:30. Didn't cost anything to get in. It's free. We give away a $100 gift card for first, 50 for second, third for 30 for third, and that's all used at Oakland. You can use it anywhere in the casino or the resort. You can do all that. Family Market's giving me $25 Valero gas cards that I can give away to their Family Market stores. They're in Hot Springs. I give those away. Sport Clips gives me those. I give away those haircuts as well. So I love giving away things. It's the best trivia game there is. And I say that with a little bit of humbleness, if you will. It's different than anybody else. So come hang out with us Thursday nights at Mainline Sports Bar. It's a great place to hang out and watch football, watch all kinds of sports on all the TVs. We have a fantastic time. I'm so blessed to be able to do that and to hang out with everybody. Somebody asked me, Roger, you asked a question about fast food. When's the last time that you did? I guess the last time I had fast food, I had a hamburger, was when Baz and I came back from Cliff Harris's house. That's when we discovered that he would take a bite. We stopped at the Whataburger, and I forget the name of the town in Texas, but we stopped there, got a burger. I was eating the sandwich until it was gone as I was driving. He ate a piece of it, wrapped it back up, and set it back down the console and got back on his computer. Just psycho. That is psycho, is what it is. That's it. But then night before last, Samantha and I were talking. We said, Lynn, I don't want to cook nothing. Don't do nothing. Let's just chill a minute. Let's do this. Larry's Pizza. Went and got Larry's Pizza. Mm. That to me is fat. And I just, love that pizza, man. I'm a big fan of that pizza. So that was the last time I did that. But I got to work. I got to watch it because this.
Do you cook at all?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Now, my wife made last week. She had heard me talking about cooking, so she started doing a little bit of cooking. She works hard. I mean, she just does. I mean, and I know we cherish with your wife and all that. Being at home, they still have a responsibility, and they take that seriously. They're on the clock from whatever time they start to whatever time they don't. And Samantha works even more.
She work from home?
She does. She's been working there since COVID for Ortho. And she takes her job as serious anyway, and she actually likes it because she's able to focus and get more things done on that job as opposed to helping out at the front desk and things like that. So she's able to do that sort of stuff. But she made a steak bowl, rice and steak bowl or whatever it is. Okay. Rice, black beans, guac, and all this healthy stuff and this and that. It's fantastic. It was fantastic. I know I'm eating healthy stuff, but I eat a lot of it. So I think it's all about portions as well. But yeah, I'll do a lot of the cooking, and I don't mind it, but I'm basic. You know, I mean, it's meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
I can't cook anything extravagant.
No. I don't either. Maybe, you know, in my newfound ukulele time, I will learn how to do a little bit more
cooking. Renaissance man.
My son-in-law, Ryan, he's an excellent cook. I think he prepares. I don't think my daughter cooks maybe once every six, seven years. I don't know how long Meredith cooks, but Ryan does a great job. And I think my daughter in North Arkansas, she cooks as well. I don't think Zach does. But that's about it. Do you guys cook, eat at home a lot?
Yeah. I mean, we buy stuff. Yeah. Do we cook?
Yeah, do you cook?
Some, yeah. I made spaghetti and stuff the other day, which is easy.
I love spaghetti. I love day-old spaghetti.
It's great. I'm probably going to eat 2 day-old spaghetti today.
Might be one of the things that, I don't know if you can't heat up spaghetti in an air fryer, can you?
I never have.
That's messy. That would be really messy.
It seems like it would pop all over the place.
Yeah, listen, you put that pan right back in the stove and heat that spaghetti up, and it is awesome. My company does 6 weeks paternity leave. Good for you. Good for you. Weirdly enough, I love the smell of green bean casserole, and I can make it, but I will not eat it. Now, that is weird from the 501.
Why would you make something that you don't eat?
Because he loves the smell of it. Loves the smell of it. Call check. What does that mean? I told Walmart in Clinton my town carries your water. What?
I'm told Walmart in Clinton carries your water. So they have Topo Chico in Clinton, I guess.
Oh, my God. Do they have it in the bottle? I'm looking for the bottle. They have it in the cans. The cans are still out there.
Cans, yeah.
I got cans. I'm drinking cans. I've got plenty of those. I need the other one. Roger, do you do with lime flavor or plain? In the cans, I do the lime. In the bottle, I do the lime and the clear. Listen, there's nothing like the other manly thing that I do you asked me about? A burp. A good burp.
Good burp.
Get a good burp going. I'll do that. Better hit this thing. But yes, that's what I'm looking for is the Topo Chico in the bottle. Roger, you have a problem changing your oil. Roger, you should have no problem changing your oil because you're such a little person. I don't know what that means, person. I don't know what that means.
Slide up under the car easy, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm claustrophobic. So it's a double-edged sword. Does that fit? I mean, you got a text from somebody. What did they say?
They said, Christian, you have a lot to learn if you live to be old. Maybe I will. You will discover how much you don't know now. You are smart, but sometimes your lack of knowledge is funny. So I replied, lack of knowledge of what? So he was talking about community service.
Oh. Okay.
Not knowing what to do in community service in rural areas, small towns. And then he mentioned picking up litter and the cost of picking up litter. I brought up picking up litter, and I also know the cost of picking up litter.
Well, here's the other thing now. Now that you had time to think about it, as I did, you picking up litter, that's basic. But you might go to a nursing home. You might you might deliver meals. You might wheels on, things like
might
that.
Might be some paint.
Wheels on
something
meals. You might be doing something like that. So now you know there's more things.
The more I thought about it.
Of course.
Of course, stuff there is.
Of course, that's the case. Coming up next, we'll talk with Phil, who's over at War Memorial Stadium getting ready for the announcement of this year's Touchdown Club. It's fantastic. The announcement will be just a bit under fantastic. And I say that only for one reason, because you're not going to be able to hear every single person that's coming. When you hear that, then you're going to go, now I know what Roger's talking about, which I don't hear very often.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Arkansans recently bade farewell to legendary Razorback Bill Burnett. His ability to get the football in the end zone was only matched by the difference he made in countless lives. Burnett's leadership in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was a natural outgrowth of his faith in the Lord. and he was never shy about sharing his faith with others. Arkansas is a better place because of Bill Burnett. May God bless his family and make his memory a blessing for generations. If you want to be part of a winning team, put your application in at doublebees.com, and you can work for a successful Arkansas company serving Arkansans. We would love to have you on the Double B's team. Double B's, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Roseville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Hey, Arkansas, the Powerball jackpot is more than $1 billion. Drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Get a Powerball ticket today at your favorite lottery retailer. Must be 18 or older to play. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline. Instant fun? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? Big win. Play the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. It's a win, win, win. Call 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter agents Larissa Cauley, Matt Steele, or Seth Hobbs in Bryant today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, they'll work with you. Plus, a 3-day exchange policy. You can shop with confidence, knowing you've got options after you buy. Take a look at McLartyMazda.com. McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock, where more choices mean more ways to save.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. If painting's on your list this year, now's the time. Spots are filling up fast. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Aaron McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. Shout out to my buddy Joshua Kelly, who is a perennial champion at trivia at the Mainline Sports Bar. He works at Sam's down in Hot Springs, and he is keeping a watchful eye out for me on the Topo Chico down there, and he's one of the first ones that told me it just went right off of their list on items back when this thing happened back in March, April of this year. So thanks, Joshua, for keeping up with stuff. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, getting ready to wrap it up. Christian's going to be taking off tomorrow to take his child to their first day of kindergarten, which is pretty awesome. It's going to be fantastic for him. I'm sure Todd or maybe Saber Light guy.
You believe Todd?
Will be here tomorrow, and Baz and I will be at the butcher shop. On the line, breathing heavily right now on one of the three, green, orange, or white, is Phil Elson. Phil, are you there?
I'm sorry for the heavy breath there, Roger, but when I hear your voice, sometimes I get excitable. I can't help it.
No. I wouldn't send it for any other reason other than to let you know, hey, I've got you on just in case. And people usually do stuff like that for me, Phil. Whenever I call someone or they call me, they immediately let me know, hey, Roger, you're on speakerphone. And that's for my protection. So, and that's only.
That's like screaming earmuffs to the kids, but it's screaming earmuffs to you.
That's exactly right.
Much different.
Well, buddy, how are you feeling down there at the? What's it like? What's going on right now? What's the vibe? I know we're an hour away. What's the vibe?
Well, so I'm up in the second level at Simmons at War Memorial Stadium. Simmons Bank, of course, is on the field, and they sponsor the Little Rock Touchdown Club. And there's an air of excitement with just about six people in here right now. Ladies that are running the concessions, and David's here, Chuck, of course, and me, and we're just sort of. I feel like I'm in a state of waiting, which we are, answer some questions. First of all, there's always excitement about who's going to be speaking at the Little Rock Touchdown Club because David gets such amazing speakers.
Yep.
But I think we got questions as to, and David and I talked about this pre-show yesterday, will Hunter Yurecek speak? David was a little critical of him last football season, so I think we're wondering about that.
And there's a part of me, Phil, when it comes to that one, there's a part of me that wants him to be there, and there's a part of me that doesn't want him to be there. Either way, it's a good story, and we'll see what happens with that announcement. Continue.
Well, I want Hunter to be here, and I think he should, just because it's something that the Arkansas Athletic Director does, and it's a chance to maybe get a little bit of a different message out this year.
Don't misunderstand it, and I'm not saying that you did. I don't want it to be one of those things where I don't want it to be because I don't like him. Nothing like that at all. Just for the rumor mill to keep going, or the talk about why he's not here, or why he's here. He's forgiven Basil because Basil, has been pretty much a troublemaker for Hunter last year in a few things. But yeah, that's still up in the air.
He's the head of the most influential and most popular touchdown club in the country.
That would
be a good thing to keep the relationship up with, I think, on both sides here.
100%.
And then I know David's previewed the idea of just a huge guest that's going to be announced at some point. So I'm really excited to find out.
I know we find
out today.
Yeah, I don't, and that's the thing, Phil. I don't think you're going to find out who these or this huge guest or guests are until he can say them, which blows. But anyway, we'll see. Who knows? Maybe he got a maybe something came in on the red eye that he's able to announce. Phil, you got 30 seconds to tell everybody else what you're going to be doing today.
Oh, man. I mean, there's got a lot of moving parts coming in today, and it's really focused on the speakers at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, plus Entertainment Report, Red White Report. A couple of Razorbacks did some big things in Pro Bowl yesterday. So, it's going to be a busy Thursday.
There it is. The Zone's
coming. And no Acree.
And no Acree. Zone's coming up next. Christian, have a great Friday. Enjoy your time taking your child to the first day of kindergarten. Tomorrow we will be at the butcher shop for the Youth Home Fundraiser. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness. It's just